The Care Economy by Tim Jackson. The one sentence summary. Care is the foundation of organic life and in our hearts is honoured as an irreducible good. But in the economy, it is treated as a second-class citizen, barely recognised in the relentless rush for productivity and wealth. What the book says. This is a manifesto for a healthier and more humane society. Because prosperity is primarily about health, the economy should always and everywhere be about care. The care economy is economy as care. The two central ideas in the book are intertwined. Human prosperity is about health rather than wealth. So the economy should concern itself with care in all its forms rather than growth. Health is defined as a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Care is an activity that includes everything we do to maintain, continue and repair our world so that we can live in it as well as possible. That means care for the young, the elderly, the sick, our community, our home, and the material conditions for life itself, including the planet, climate, soil, and oceans. The careless economy is characterized by an absence of care, the undermining of health, and the monetization of disease. In it, cure dominates care. The book starts by exploring our conceptions and misconceptions about what health is, looks at it as a process of adaptation and a restorative force, its relationship with post-growth economics, the pressures placed on healthcare by the changing global burden of disease, and the forces which have given rise to those changes. Frustratingly, what was known about medicine and care centuries ago has been expunged from the record in favour of commercial interests. Our culture is pathogenic. It causes disease itself because the pursuit of prosperity conceived as wealth is profoundly at odds with the goal of prosperity construed as health. Health is all about balance. Wealth is all about more. There has been a large shift away from infectious diseases to chronic diseases that are now responsible for 3/4 of all deaths worldwide. By 2030, this will cost the global economy over $47 trillion. How can personal wealth be called prosperity if it comes through death, disease, and deprivation for others? If wealth is dependent on child labour and industrial homicide, can we even call it prosperity? More GDP doesn't mean more prosperity. Degrowth proponents aren't asking for less prosperity, just to redefine it to make it equitable and sustainable. Those who always want growth deliberately label this disagreement as the difference between expansion or extinction, as though relentless forward motion is the only way. This never-ending obsession with novelty is misguidedly seen as the foundation of economic growth, while durability is seen as a distraction and antithetical to it. Post-growth thinking doesn't deny technological solutions to the challenges we face. It starts by asking what kind of economy we need to allow people to live as well as possible within the limits of a finite planet by offering avenues for change, such as structural, social, and system change.